This is Ron Moss from the Heart. I want to talk to all of us today about something that I feel is very, very vital that we have to deal with. I think a lot of us experience it in so many different facets and ways. And the word is called stress. And I'm going to give you some meanings that I looked up, and then we're going to kind of dig into it from a real perspective. Stress is a feeling of emotional or physical tension. It can come from any event or thought that makes you feel frustrated, angry, or nervous. Stress can be defined as a state of worry or mental tension caused by a difficult situation. Bill due, health news, job loss, child in trouble, flat tire, fight at work, smoking too much, vaping, or doing drugs. Feel like you're under pressure. Face some big changes that are happening in your life, or you're worried about something can bring on that type of stress, and stress can, it's important to understand it, because stress can ultimately kill you if you don't really know how to handle it the right way. I can remember even before, I had triple bypass heart surgery, that there was some stress that was going on in my life, and the stress kind of, working and running the business and people not showing up for work, and so you kind of start turning to certain things that, that you felt like that kind of complements you when you're dealing with stress. And for me, it was being a workaholic, working all the time. So on that end of the spectrum, I wouldn't get enough sleep. And in the process of working so much, I was eating a lot of unhealthy foods, pizza, hamburgers, fries, milkshakes, whatever I can get my hands on throughout the day, at night, and here I was, really headed, for a bad situation, which ultimately ended up causing me to have a heart attack, and by the grace of God, was able to survive it. But I want us to really think about some of the things that we allow for us to stress us out. And when you do that, you're talking about, it's not so much the outside of you that people can see, it's the stress that you're causing the inside of your body, the traumatic stuff that's happening on the inside of you because of that stress, that you allow to take over. If you think about it, it's almost, I think about, maybe a great example is when you lose a loved one and that feeling of sadness that comes along with that. If you lose a job, particularly one that you worked at and you felt like you were doing good at, and all of a sudden you get pulled into an office and you're told that, hey, we're not going to need you anymore. And what kind of stress that puts on you, because you got bills that need to be paid. You got a mortgage payment, you got a car note, you got kids in school, you got all this stuff going on, and now you don't know where you're going to get money from. So that's stress. Now I got to go find another job. How long is it going to take me to get employed? That's stress. My car breaks down, or they're telling me that the car is going to cost too much to get fixed, I'm not in a bus route. That's stress. There are so many things that can stress us out. And usually when we get stressed out, we forget that, hey, wait a minute, I need to take care of myself, because if I start going to the left and I allow the stress to stop me from sleeping, I allow this stress to stop me from eating right. I allow this stress to get in my brain, and I start getting headaches, and you know, and the other things that can come along with that when you're stressed out, that start to break my body down, and ultimately destroy me, ultimately kill me. You know, our mental state and all the other things that come with being stressed out. And so I want you to think about this for a minute, because I think it's something that, you know, and I always believe that there has to get to a place where there's more family discussions that take place in a sitting where, you know, when that can be on Sundays, that can be, you know, when folk gather together. Here's a great time. Think about this for a minute. You got the holiday season, right? And everybody's getting prepared to have some days off, or if you're lucky, people are going to have some time off to spend with family and friends, and people are going to go vacationing, and they're going to go be visiting family members, or going to whatever amusement parks that might be open during this time of year. And I call that some stress releases, some stress releasers, where you can just kind of go have some fun and kind of not have to worry about anything. And wouldn't it be a great time during this time of year to talk about some life stuff that maybe a lot of us don't talk about, you know, during this time of year, that we don't really have any real conversations, you know? And I think that dynamic needs to change. We have generations of young people coming right behind us very quickly. And we've got to set the tone that we care enough about them to be able to have uncomfortable conversations when it's comfortable. And wouldn't it be great to sit down and have a conversation about ways to get past some stressful issues, to get past some stressful situations? Because all of us are going to experience them. All of us will. A elementary school student, a middle school student, a high school student who's dealing with a test, or the second time they're taking a test and they failed it the first time. That's some stress. You know, having somebody bullying you, or having liking somebody that you thought liked you and they didn't, that's some stress. Having a teacher that you're not getting along with and you're having some conflict with, that's some stress. And that can carry on into college. And how many people have quit school or didn't want to go back to school? Or there are young people out there that ended up committing suicide because those things stressed them out. You know, they had nobody, felt like they had no one to turn to talk to them about this kind of stuff. They say, hey, how do I get past this? You got single mothers who are taking care of their kids, and that's stress, and want to have some relief just to be able just to breathe. That's stress. You know, there's a lot of folk out here that need to have some stress release. And learning how to deal with that, and learning how to understand it, you know, when you're going under some stressful situations. You know, I asked my doctor about that Saturday, and he said, you know, to get rid of stress, there's some stress reduction, some things that you need to do. And one of the things he said, you need to sleep more. You know, you need to rest. You need to be able to clear your mind. You know, he said you need to eat healthy. Eating healthy helps your stress. He said you need to exercise. He said because if you don't, stress can lead to mental and physical issues. In some cases, it can be as severe as death. And so I would hope and pray that those are some of the conversations that we can have over the holidays. That how do you get past dealing with stress? How do you get past? And I think one of the ways that one can work on this is not allowing things to stay on you. You know, that's easy to say when you really think about it. But let's just use for an example, you're going to work tomorrow or whenever. You get there, getting ready for your job, getting ready to clock in. And before you clock in, somebody comes up to you and say, oh, before you go to your job, supervisor want to see you. As far as you know, everything's good. You haven't had any issues. Everything's been working right. And the supervisor sits you down, asks you what kind of day you have. And you say, well, I just got here. You know, everything's good. You say, well, I hate to tell you this, but we've had a layoff. And we're going to have to cut about 5 people loose, and you're one of them. And that's it. The first thing you start thinking about is some bills you got coming up before the end of this month. You got some Christmas gifts that you need to buy. There's some few Christmas parties that you want to be a part of. And now all that is crashing down. How am I going to be able to do all of this? Now I got to start saving my money because, wait a minute, that means I only got another check coming. And stress, geez, all this stress now. It's just piled on top of you just that quick. You get in your car and you headed home with all this on you. You're calling your boyfriend or your husband and you're telling them what just happened. And all of a sudden you hear boop, boop. And now you got a flat tire. And you're like, oh, my God, now that's all I need is a flat tire right now. Now you got some more stress that's on top of you. And now you begin to feel funny. Now your heart is palpitating a little bit faster. Now you got a headache coming. You see, now your body, now you're stressing your body out now, you know, because you have some stress. Now it's the inside that's dealing. It's going through some stress. It's getting crazy now. And if you don't know how to bring all this back to reality and say, whoa, wait a second. It's going to be all right. Whatever happens, let me just calm down and understand it's going to work itself out. I'm going to figure it out before I mess around and have a heart attack, before I mess around and my blood pressure get high, before I mess around and fall out here. I'm not going to have to go through this by myself. Stress don't have to stress you out if you don't want it to. There's always going to be situations. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that as long as we're on the planet, we're going to go through some trials and tribulations. That means we're going to have some stressful moments that's going to pop up in our life. And you need to learn how to deal with it, because if you learn how to deal with it before it get here, it won't affect you in a negative way. You got to let stress affect you in a positive way. Isn't it ironic that for some people who get bad news, they still have a smile on their face? For some people that get bad news, they're still cheerful, because they've concluded that, why am I going to kill myself worrying about something that for right now I can't control? But what I can control is how I respond to it. That's what's critical. You can control how you respond to any situation if you want to. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.